proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio today, we have the privilege of having Sister Rachel Hughes with us, who serves with IBJM in Ukraine. Welcome to the studio, Rachel.
Thank you. Hello.
It's good to see you, and I say privyet. Здравствуйте.
Привет. Здравствуйте.
So welcome, and of course, we're speaking a little bit of Russian, and that's regarding her field, Russia and Ukraine and that area. And so we've talked in our last program regarding Ukraine as a mission field. We talked about some of the prayer needs, some for students needing salvation, for example. But Rachel, tell us a little bit about some of the ministries that you're involved in Ukraine and how the Lord has been working in your life through that.
Just briefly, when I first came to Ukraine, I wasn't sure what I'd be doing, but the Lord had a plan. And I am teaching English in Bible clubs. I have three in my home, in a classroom I've made in my home, and many more throughout the week at different places.
Okay. So that's quite a unique opportunity, and I would say that's really on the ground level, getting into the hearts and minds of these students and all that. And so you have a variety of young people, or who do
yes.
you reach in that?
Well, I have a children's club, which I have students from 4 to 13. And I also have a club in a Jewish cultural center where I have students up to 86 years old.
Wow,
and so
that's quite the diversity.
Everyone basically from 4 to 86.
Okay, so yes, and as a teacher, you know, that's got to be quite the challenge, but I'm sure God gives you strength for that.
Yes, he
Amen.
Does.
Well, obviously, that's such an important work that you're doing there in that regard. And some people might say that's just malinky, that's just a small work. But obviously, God can do great things. But Rachel, we were talking just before we went on the program today about how God directed you even to do that type of ministry. Share a little bit about that with us.
When the Lord first called me when I was 14, I thought, well, I need to be a nurse because obviously all missionary women need to be nurses. And I just had it in my head very strongly. But when the Lord first led me to college, I realized I really wasn't cut out for it. And so, but I love teaching. And the Lord led me to teaching, and I got my undergrad and master's in teaching, and I taught for 2 years in New Mexico, and I always thought, well, I don't know how I can use this, but this is what I love to do, and this is what I'm doing, and now I'm teaching most days of the week, and so the Lord knew, and I had no idea, but he leads through our desires and the talents that he's given us.
Amen. I think sometimes the Lord stirs within us some of these needs that we might not realize at the moment, but he prepares us for that exact moment when we're going to need it.
Yes.
And so that's really a joy. That's really a joy to see that. Yeah. So as we think of this, you teach English, teaching the Bible, mm-hmm. things like that. And how about through Russian? Are you able to talk even with people on the street? Are you free to
yes.
do that?
Yes. Am I able to, like, do I know Russian or?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Yes. I would say I'm pretty much fluent in Russian, although I have many grammatical errors in my Russian, but, and talking to people on the street, yes, they're open and receptive. They like it when you can speak Russian. And so it does open doors when they realize that this American person actually knows their language. It very rarely happens because Russian is a very difficult language.
Yes. Well, one thing I learned many years ago is blessed is the man who can say thank you in any language.
Yes.
And that goes a long ways. And so the Lord's been working in your life through that. As we close this program today, what's the one prayer request that you would have for yourself or for your ministry there?
Okay, yes, thank you. I would like to ask you to pray that the Lord will give me more open doors in ministry through the Bible English clubs.
All right, well, that's a very important request in that. And so we've been talking with Sister Rachel Hughes, who ministers with us here at IBJM in Ukraine, and it's a blessing to be able to talk with her and see what the Lord is doing in her life, and then as she reaches out to these precious people in Ukraine. And so, Rachel, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you. It was a blessing to be with y'all.
And so, again, if you'd like to hear this program or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org for more information. And also, as we close, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.